Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. A good morning to you, my friends, on once again this bright and cloudy morning. When are we going to see the sun again? Longest June gloom that started in April I can remember. How about you? Okay, despite that, you're all interested in your health. Today's show, I want you to make a connection, a deeper connection. So you can't get this on YouTube. A deeper connection between the word inflammation and your disease, inflammation and your symptom. Most people, in my experience, when they complain about their problems, their health concerns, their symptoms, if you tell them it's all about the inflammatory process, they don't quite make the connection. We have to change that. In fact, if we could change that, we'd understand how all the diseases and symptoms join together into one big concern. But it's complicated. Now, Time magazine took a shot at this. It went over everybody's head, but they took a shot at it. Time magazine, a number of years ago, and periodically publishes on their cover, Inflammation, the Silent Killer. And it's this great picture of the inflammatory process and pointing out that all the diseases it's behind and so on and so forth. And yet, think about it. In your average hospital every day, if you walked in and said, don't you think my tendency towards cardiovascular disease or towards cancer or towards autoimmune disease or towards low back pain, don't you think if you went into each specialty in each hospital throughout the world today, where people walk in and ask for help, do you think the doctors are telling you, look, if you want to get out of this, if you want to get rid of your back pain, if you don't want that impending joint replacement, if you never want to see a cancerous day, if you want to see a tumor dissolve itself, if you want to reverse your heart disease, if you want to get out of autoimmunism, then you've got to go into your personal profile, look at what drives your inflammatory process, and turn it around and shut it off and kill it. If we were saying that, and if the public were demanding that, and if we were understanding that, then I wouldn't have to do this show. So I want to point out the difference between saying a word like inflammation. You can put 25 doctors in a room and say inflammation, and they'll nod their head complacently, and they'll talk as if, yes, I understand, of course inflammation drives disease. But then watch them go work with it, with you, John Q. Public. And that's where it all falls apart. And that's why, once again, I'm devoted to this show. You've got to bring it to them, because they're not going to bring it to you. Your average medical doctor, if not your average holistic practitioner, is strapped down by rules and regulations and all sorts of things that don't allow a essential perspective to get to you. The verbiage we get, the words we get, but we don't know how to put them together. So let's do that together today. First of all, I want you to picture the cell, the human cell. So what I want to get into now is how the inflammatory process drives your disease. So whoever you are, wherever you are, whether your concern is living forever and anti-aging and staying beautiful when you're 90 and all these things, or whether or not you're with terminal illness, it's the same thing. It's just a matter of how much the inflammatory process has ravaged you. So I want you to picture a cell. Your typical cell. It's got a membrane. It looks like a grape. We've got the grape with the skin, which is the membrane, And then inside, we've got the gush, all the mushy stuff. And that in a cell is the protoplasm, or the cytoplasm, or the cytosol. And in the core, where we have the seed of the great, you've got the DNA, the chromosomes hanging together, the genes hanging together, the DNA, the nucleotide sequences. A cell is a grape. And inside that cell are little substations called organelles, and each of them have a job to do. And if each cell does its job specific to its organ, you function beautifully. Now, we coined a word years ago called free radicals. Free radicals. And do we really understand what they are? Well, we know that free radicals are neutralized by antioxidants. And we know free radicals bad, antioxidants good. And then we've got the ORAC tables. In other words, the ways we assess the power of a free radical, stating that, say, cacao and turmeric are, they have more free radical, kills more of the bad guys than a banana does. So we understand the word free radical. It neutralizes, it's neutralized by antioxidants, and those antioxidants, and those antioxidants are what really you've got to stack up so these free radicals don't destroy your cell, and so you live on merrily and you never get sick. Now, we get that. And yet, here's the point. When people are in disease states, when people are symptomatic, you can stuff free radicals down their throat till kingdom come from the best sources in the world, and they're of limited value. I mean, they help. They help like a little bit. So, about the most we hit the public with, about the most we hit the public with was inflammation, bad. Free radicals, bad. Antioxidants, good. Now, when you throw it out there, and whether you're putting those antioxidants in from vitamin C to vitamin E to all the good products, all the good free radical quenching compounds found in citrus, found in berries, found in your superfoods, kai berries and whatnot. The problem is, if you go and you watch people ingest these things at high doses, you don't see as much free radical quenching. You don't see the inflammatory processes slowing down the way you'd like to. There's too much of a gap between what we've given the public and what we actually see in reality when we, once again, the Medici chant, apply the herb or the superfood to the problem and have to stop with a first base solution. My solution to you, as always, is you got to understand more deeply what this process is about. So let's continue. And when this show bell rings today, hopefully you'll understand how to move your health ball, because you put together complex topics in a simple way. And that's what we should be giving the public. Complex topics whittled down into simple perspectives. And we can do that. Great teachers always did that, right? Two math classes. One with a guy that made simple things difficult, and the other class that made complicated things simple. And that was always the teacher you wanted. The one that took the complicated things and made them simple enough. Which doesn't mean you don't have to think and work and repeat and recite. But it's laid down in a way that you can understand. And that's what we don't take the time to do. I'll be chanting this chant for many years to come. I don't think the public is stupid. I think the public is grossly undereducated. I think because we live in a busy world, we've decided that we don't have to put health and the concepts behind maintaining health on the priority list, on the list with rent and food and this and that. We put it on the other list with vacations and detailing the car and the gardener and the nails. We even put it on a third list. It's lower than the nails. And so what we haven't done as a society yet is really, really decide to understand things conceptually. Okay, so you want me to get to the show more deeply? Here we go. That grape becomes ravaged by these electron-deficient animals we call free radicals. Everything bad's a free radical. Pesticides, petrochemicals, bad air, bad water, heavy metals, parasites, viruses, you name it. If it's on the bad list, it's a free radical because it goes into the cell and it looks to react chemically with bits of your cell. It's going to start at the membrane. If your membrane succumbs, if your membrane breaks down, and of course, I want you to keep in mind that this scenario I'm going to paint is always happening. It's going on all the time, full time, at the speed of light and beyond the speed of light. The body is in a constant, everlasting balance, a seesaw, between free radical damage and the body's ability to repair. Very, very, very important to know that this is you, this is me, this is everybody. So we're talking about something so profoundly fundamental to your health that you've got to reach deep and integrate it. So, the body is ravaged by these radicals, and ultimately, the free radicals get the edge on the antioxidants. And what happens is, a hole is punched in the membrane of the cell. Now, that membrane keeps the guts of the cell inside. And when that hole is punched, the guts spill out into, my regular listeners know this, the intercellular space, the space between the cells, also called the extracellular space. In that extracellular space go the guts of the grape, the guts of the cell. The cytoplasm squirts out, and along comes any one of two gazillion immune system cells, macrophages, lymphocytes, killer T cells, natural killer cells, any one of a horde of different immune system cells see the guts of the cell in the intercellular space and attack it. They react chemically with it. Once the immune system reacts chemically with the guts of the cell, a whistle blows and a mob scene occurs. And this is the beginning of dilation of blood vessels, of swelling, of redness, of all these things that you, John Q. Public, understand as inflammation. But what you don't keep in mind, that this process is going on continually. You think of it as a bug bite. You think of it as a snake bite. You think of it as a sprained ankle. It's way beyond that. What's relevant to you today is way beyond that. What's relevant to you today is that this is going on nonstop, relentlessly, at different levels in all of us, and we're always at different levels of being able to reverse it. On that basis, this is important to understand. I'm not being redundant. What I'm being is incredibly emphatic about the fact that I know what you're going to do. You're going to say, my joints hurt. You're going to say my heart hurts. You're going to say my kidneys are failing. You're going to say you have gallstones. You're going to say you have a headache. And then you're going to say, what do I do about it? When I'm already telling you. Take the composite of you, the profile of you, and eliminate the inflammatory processes. And what you're going to do naturally, because you're human, is overlook that. And you're going to say, yeah, but what do I do for my sprained ankle or my low back pain? You're going to take a fundamentally driving universal concept and you're going to try to get results by reducing it. Well, to what herb do I take for my neck pain? Or what adjustment do I do on my neck for my headache? And that's where you lose. If you are locked into the chronic cyclic agony of some sort of symptom, disease, health concern, if something's breaking down faster than it's building up, you have to understand your return to health is based on concepts like what I'm giving you today. This is what's essentially different. And when I say integration, I'm not talking about doing everything. I'm talking about understanding concepts and then understanding how to layer the approach specific to you. But you can't do that if you don't understand the